Have sex?
Yeah.
With a woman?
With a fucking woman, dude.
Gross.
What's up, motherfucker?
Sasspool 164. Jay Foss, how you doing?
Bitch. I'm sauced, brother.
Corey Mills claims some dead Palestinians are paid actors. You believe that?
I've seen some photos of it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
So, you think it's possible?
I think it's possible. They have some of them that they're laying out and they wrap the sheets around them. There was one that somebody got a picture of that was sitting up with he had the white sheet sewn on him and he's sitting there texting on a cell phone outside the sheet.
Oh no.
Yeah.
So you know, the big thing was Parkland, Florida, they said was paid actors, a lot of that stuff.
Well, that was just, what was his name? The fuck was that guy's name at InfoWars?
Oh, yeah. The fuck was that dude's? He's, damn. You still see that guy. What happened? He kind of fell off pretty good.
Well, after he got sued by the families from the shooting that happened.
Not Sandy Hook? It was the Parkland?
Sandy Hook. Yeah, it was Sandy Hook. He got sued by them, and then he had to pay him a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
So he had to shut the fuck up for a little while.
Yeah, Alex Jones. I mean, and you've seen clips of him. His show is kind of crazy now.
Dude, he's fucking wacky.
He's having like jujitsu guys choke him out on screen.
Oh, that sounds like a sexual fetish.
That could be an asphyxiation.
Right.
I love Linkin Park. How about you?
Oh my God. Linkin Park and Robin Williams.
Parents urged to test kids after school janitor accused of wiping genitals with cafeteria food.
What?
What do you mean? This guy's name, now tell me, Giovanni Impalazzerio.
So he sounds Italian.
Yeah. Is accused of masturbating on pillows and kitchen bowls. Impalazzeri was also accused of putting bleach in food, wiping genitals with bread, and then that was later given to children.
Okay, that's a...
So he's done a lot here.
Right. That's a weird motherfucker.
Vile acts. This was New Jersey. Vile. So obviously New Jersey, right? Because, you know, his last name is Impalazzerio or whatever. The situation.
That, we're just going to call him that.
Yeah. So he's wiping his dong on bread, putting bleach on the... But tell me, you know, you remember school food, cafeteria food.
Yeah.
Could it be worse?
No.
So he's probably trying to spice it up a little bit.
Right. He's just adding some flavor.
You know, he's Italian, so he's like, oh, yes, you know, that meatball.
Not enough flavor in this meatball.
Thousands march to White House and demand Israel and Hamas ceasefire. Now, tell me, if you're in the war zone and you get a call, right, you're like, oh, shit. A bunch of these idiots have marched in a country that we're not in, and they said we should stop. You stopping?
Fuck no.
Not going to stop?
No, but I mean, Biden's trying to get... They're going over to Israel. They have something blinking over there, trying to tell them, need a ceasefire. And it's strange. But the people that are protesting, so many of them, like, this is what is kind of chapping my ass right now.
No, it's chapping it.
Just chapping it.
I saw it the other day, and I'm like, oh, my God.
It's pretty fucking chapped.
Oh, it's...
I don't have a big enough stick of a chapstick to get it unchapped right
now. Yeah, I try.
It's just so chapped. But you hear this chant from the river... To the sea, Palestine will be free. Right? Yeah, have you ever heard that before?
Yeah, and I also heard that don't start no shit, won't be no shit. Have you heard that?
I have.
Yeah.
And that's also very true.
I think they may have started shit.
They did start some shit.
Okay, I think they may have been doing this for about 50 years. Plus.
True.
Yeah.
True. So the river that they're talking about, when we snap back to that saying, they're talking about the River Jordan, right? So the River Jordan is all the way on the east side of Israel. So they're not talking about just Gaza. They want all of Israel.
Sure.
The entire landmass of Israel. In order to do that, you have to eradicate the government and kill 6 million, 7 million Jews, 6 million Jews, 6 million, 7 million Jews, 6 million Jews.
So do I have an 8 million Jews? Do I have 9 million Jews?
No, there's not that. You know who has the second largest amount of Jews in the world besides Israel?
Us?
New York City.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
6 million Jews live in New York City.
Yeah, and they run Hollywood, right? Isn't that what Kanye said? Kanye said that shit!
Oh, fuck. I don't know if they run it. You have a lot of producers, executive producers, directors. There is a lot of Jewish people that do work in Hollywood.
You like Seinfeld or not?
I did enjoy Seinfeld whenever it was around.
You know, I love Curb Your Enthusiasm. I'm not a big fan of Larry David as a person. Love the show.
I never got into Curb Your Enthusiasm. No, I think I've seen a few episodes, which was
so good. It's good. You got to give it time.
It's kind of like Seinfeld, though. It has a little bit different humor.
A lot more adult. Okay. Because it's obviously cable instead of...
Right.
Anyway, five more Florida lawmakers defect from DeSantis to Trump. So we kind of know what's going on here. I had high hopes for DeSantis. It just didn't work out. I thought he could honestly be the guy that pushed us forward. I did at the beginning, but I really don't know.
I'd have been fine if he'd have been the nominee. I don't mind DeSantis at all, but Trump has not relinquished any numbers at all.
Yeah.
Like, DeSantis is so far behind him, which tells me that the base is not ready for DeSantis yet. They don't want DeSantis.
So they don't want true change. I think Florida really... Okay, never mind. I don't want a bunch of hate comments. So, but Zelensky rebukes Ukrainians' claim that war is stalemate. Do you think it's stalemate? I mean, I don't know. It's...
So I saw an article this week where supposedly a very close aide to Zelensky is saying that there is a fuck ton of grift that's going on within the government because they know that they cannot win this war. The only one that is disillusioned with the war is Zelensky. He's the only one that thinks they can win. Everybody else is like, man, you know what? We got these billions of dollars coming in from the U.S. I'm going to take it and move to Switzerland. And
yeah, so why couldn't they win it, though? I don't understand.
They don't have manpower. Their army is decimated. Their munitions are low. Their arms are low. Putin, all he does is just conscript more people into the military.
You know, they don't want to do it.
They don't want to do it, but they'll go out there and be cannon fodder. But it's hard to be cannon fodder whenever you don't have anybody shooting at you.
But that's also why a lot of countries want you to reproduce. I mean, I know that sounds sick, but...
Oh, it's disgusting.
No, I mean, but that is why.
Have sex?
Yeah.
With a woman?
With a fucking woman, dude.
Gross.
Police officer in San Jose, California was fired after investigators say they uncovered racist messages in June. But I mean, it's hot. You know, the brain doesn't know what it's talking about. But anyway, some of the texts this officer sent was, I hate black people. These messages came to light in the last few days, and he can no longer be employed.
He said, I hate black people?
That's it. That's all he said. We don't know who he said it to.
I mean, I would say that could be conditions of firing.
San Jose?
Liberal California. You can't say that kind
you
of
can't
shit.
Say anything.
No. Well, you look at all these college students that have come out and condemned Israel for stuff. There's a lot of law firms out there that want the names of these individuals so they don't employ them down the road. Like Harvard Law Review. I guess there's a fuck ton of students out at Harvard that just don't like Jews. And so whenever you put that shit out but there why? In public.
Why would you have it in? Is it inherited? I mean, what? And is it learned? What do you mean?
I mean, it's, why would it's they usually, not like Jews? Okay, so what is hate? Is hate something you're born with?
I mean, no, it's not. Or is it taught? I don't think it's inherited.
So it's taught.
I think it is taught, obviously.
Yeah, it's nurture. It's nature versus nurture. Naturally, you're not a hateful person.
No, dude, Tyreek Hill's awesome.
Okay, I'm going to have to ask you to
retract. So anyway, that. Let's reverse. It's inherited.
Right. You're taught hatred by your environment.
Yeah, obviously, because I mean a lot of white kids will be wowed by Michael Jordan or LeBron James or whatever. And then, you know, as they move on, you know, maybe that's not the case. You know, there might be one black kid that loves ice hockey and he's like, holy shit, Wayne Gretzky. Dog.
Love Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah. What's going on at Cornell?
Oh, Cornell. Yeah. So you had, there was one student that came out and apparently they posted some shit on a public message board where they were going to shoot up a specific hall that housed the kosher dining area for what Jewish the fuck? Students. Yeah. So they locked down the hall and told all the Jewish students that you probably need to settle in place. So you had all these kids that were just scared for their lives. Some of them were hiding in closets. They locked themselves in their dorm rooms. Wouldn't come out. Jews have been probably the most targeted group of individuals
in history.
In memoriam.
Now, granted, there's going to be a lot of people get mad about that.
But I don't care if you're mad.
No, I mean, Jews, that's absolutely
well, okay, so let's review history. Jews were slaves for what, 4,000 to 5,000 years in Egypt? Mm-hmm. Slavery is still conducted in the Middle East.
Well, yeah, we don't want to talk about labor camps or anything like that.
Well, look at North Korea. Look at China.
Yeah, yeah.
China has millions of, we call them, what are they, Uyghurs?
Yeah.
They're Muslims that live inside of China that are taken and thrown into concentration camps to make Nikes or, you know, whatever fucking gadget they want them to make today. North Korea, such a dictatorship, they...
Some are harvested for their organs.
Yeah, that's a big thing in China.
I don't know. I don't want to get. But I don't. Yeah.
But the weird leftists act like slavery started in the United States in 1619. No, this was something.
They act like it started in fucking 1950, dude. They really do.
Some of them. Yeah.
I mean, no, seriously. If you watch any fucking NBA game or some shit, they're like, oh my god.
Oh, the most...
Will Chamberlain fucking went from porch to 100 points. You know what I mean? And you're going, oh... Yeah.
Right. But you're talking about... There's some of the most privileged people in the world that talk about how they're so oppressed.
It's actually really important coming from the source, I think, on anything.
That's very true. You have a lot of sources out there that aren't people that experience hardship.
Yeah, I don't know what it's going to be a couple hundred years from now because I think I'll be dead. I mean, who knows? You never know. But are they going to be like, hey, you enslaved my people 500 years ago? I don't know.
You did. Think about that for a second. Yeah, you enslaved my people 500 years ago. Think about how ignorant that comment is.
Yeah, well...
I didn't do fuck all to your people 500 years ago because I wasn't alive.
What's your feelings on Matthew Perry?
I mean, farewell, good fellow.
Did he really have any kind of works of art that you give a fuck about?
He was famous from Friends, which was, you know...
But they said he had movies before that. Don't fuck around.
He did some movies.
But hey, You know what I really the respect about this whole 9 yards or whatever? What, the whole 9 yards? What's that mean?
The whole 9.5 yards. I think he did
the whole 9.5 yards?
I think he
did Johnny Sins?
Oh. That's not the one I was referring to.
Oh.
I love that movie.
That's a good fucking film.
Fucking Johnny Sins.
Johnny's just out. He's fucking going around. You know what I mean?
Listen, like, I am so glad Johnny did not drown in his hot tub.
No, and you know he won't.
No.
He's got a buoy.
Oh, you know I mean,
I'm talking about his cow.
Yeah, that's a flotation device right there.
Anyway, Matthew Perry, supposedly he won a hard night of pickleball. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Pickleball is what poor man's tennis. It looks like it's.
That seems like senior citizen tennis.
It does, right? But pickleball's big. You know, we're going to do it tomorrow night.
Right.
Me and you.
Yep.
It probably is going to end in sex, but that's what normally most of our activities.
Wait, what?
Then he's so tired he has to go into the sauna after this pickleball session.
Sauna.
And then he dies.
Right. Now, what I'm waiting for is...
And then no drugs were found at the scene because the cops swept them all.
Oh, it took them for themselves?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, yeah, I mean, Matthew Perry, I mean, he was great on Friends. Yeah, he had some movies.
I never watched Friends. I didn't care for it. I was a Seinfeld Nazi at that
point. Seinfeld was good, too. But
no, I didn't like Friends. I don't know what it was.
I don't see Jason Alexander doing the shit, drowning in hot tubs.
Yeah, no, he's doing getting commercials.
Getting COVID shots.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he probably did.
But, okay, so let me go back. The thing I respect about Perry is I guess he didn't have kids, no wife, no nothing. You know what I mean? He fucking awesome. They said he was, you know, addicted. You know, I might be a little.
America's most eligible bachelor is dead.
Hey-o.
Shit.
Swastikas found at the scene of a Jewish woman stabbing in France. Now, France. They're kind of known for they get a little stabby, right? Like they even said like around the what's the French thing that you go there to be?
Oh, you have
what's that?
Champs de Coq
or whatever you're talking
Champs
about.
Champs de Ulysses or something like that. That's the big main drag. The Eiffel Tower.
They said it's not all that safe around those areas.
Right. Have you seen any recent pictures?
No. Is it bad?
Oh, it's pretty bad. I mean, there's a lot of migrants there. There's a lot of crime. There's a lot of homelessness. But they somebody who traveled to France, and this was recently, this was in the last few months, they posted pictures on their Instagram of traveling into the high populist areas of downtown, the shopping areas, the Eiffel Tower. And they said the graffiti is everywhere. The trash is everywhere. There's homeless people everywhere. There's migrants everywhere. They feel like there is a lot of crime going on in France. There's a lot of petty crime. There's a lot of thievery. There's a lot of property crimes. But it's just not safe like it used to be. You know, so there's a lot of complaints going on there. So I can understand why people are saying, man, France is not what it used to be.
That's wild. I mean, because that used to be one of the big Paris, France.
I mean, it's romantic. Yeah. We were raised. French is a romantic language.
Yeah, what? So you watch a lot of movies.
I do watch some movies.
Yeah. I mean, you think you're kind of a genius.
I'm a fucking movie guru.
Yeah. So Adi has 10 famous movie quotes that everyone gets wrong.
Oh, shit.
So I'm going to read the wrong quote, and you, bitch-ass fat, is going to read the right quote. All right?
All right.
Deal?
Deal.
Are you ready?
Let's go.
May the force be with you. What's the right quote?
May the fourth be with you.
Oh, okay. It's not. The actual quote is, remember the force will be with you always. We all get that wrong.
Oh.
All right, here it is. Hello, Clarice. What's the actual quote?
Silence of the Lambs.
I'm not saying what fucking movie it was.
Right.
What's the fucking actual quote?
I know it's Silence of the Lambs, but Hello Clarice sounds pretty fucking right.
No, it's not right.
Okay.
It's not right.
What's the right one then?
So you give up.
I give up.
You're a bitch.
Good evening,
Clarice.
Good evening. Hello Clarice versus Good Evening Clarice.
Yeah.
Holy fuck. Yeah. Okay.
Number three. We got 10 to go through.
All right.
You shut the fuck up.
Fuck.
Greed is good. From Wall Street.
I have no idea. I don't even remember that quote from that.
Gordon Gekko, baby.
Right.
Yeah.
The actual quote is, the point is, ladies and gentlemen, that greed, for lack of the better word, is good.
That was Michael Douglas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you have no idea.
We're going to need a bigger boat. From Jaws.
Jaws, yeah.
Shut the fuck up. What's the actual quote? Chief Brody sees an enormous mud shark emerge from the waters. He mumbles his famous line with a cigarette dangling from his lips.
Right. I thought that's what he said. We're going to need a bigger boat.
Yeah.
What was the actual quote?
You're going to need a bigger boat.
Oh, your, not yeah, we're, it's yeah, your.
Yeah.
Holy
fuck. All About Eve. There's no way you know this. Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy ride. Famous quote. And Johnny Sins has said that a bunch.
Right. I've actually heard him say it personally. What was the movie it was from?
All About Eve.
All About Eve.
You know, I starred in All About Steve. Homosexual erotic movie.
Right. That was whenever we were
shout pimping. Shout out to Steve Thompson.
Yeah, we were trying Black to pimp Adam and Steve.
Yeah.
The website.
That was Adam. Anyway, fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night. It was never a ride. Let's go to Star Wars. Luke, I am your father.
The correct quote would be, Luke, I am your father.
The actual quote is, no, I am your father. Casablanca, you like that kind of shit?
I've never seen Casablanca. Yeah,
play it again, Sam. The actual quote is, play it, Sam. Play it as time goes by. We all know that. Apollo 13, you've seen it?
I've seen it.
Houston, we have a problem. What's the actual quote?
Oh. Houston, we may have a problem.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Oh, fuck. Oh,
hell. Dirty Harry? Do you feel lucky, punk? What's the actual quote?
That's actually a fairly long monologue right there.
You're right. So, you're right. So you might be on the right track. Do you just want to know it?
So
right there, I give you the credit for it.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah, because the actual quote
So let me ask you something. Tell me, do you feel lucky, punk?
Kinda.
Close?
You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Snow White and the seven fucking badgers.
Oh.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the gayest of them all?
So, mirror, mirror on the wall. Tell me, who's the fairest of them all?
Oh, it's mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest of them all? I think it's probably El Tejon. But in this podcast, off of... So we were kind of talking off air. So we'll go kind of the big sports. Who would you like to meet and talk to? Who would you not... You know, who would you not... I don't know if it'd be despised. How would you do that, Pat?
Yeah, just don't care to run into or meet.
That's the nicest way to go.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's go. Let's go. There's so many sports out there. So we got to start with. Let's just go baseball.
Baseball. Okay.
So, professional baseball.
All right.
Like to meet. Fuck it. Not care for. Like to meet, like, even with baseball, there's not a whole lot of, like, interesting people, right?
Well, I mean, for me, obviously here we get more exposed to the Royals. Mm-hmm. So, like, somebody that I would love to meet would be, like, Salvador Perez.
Yeah? You don't think he'd be boring as shit?
No, the guy always, he seems so bubbly, so happy all the time. He's always smiling. He's always joking around.
So he's on Zoloft.
Obviously,
yeah,
Zoloft or cocaine.
So for me, my favorite baseball player of all time is Aaron Judge. Love to meet that guy. As far as someone to hate, you know, in baseball, for someone to hate, Roger Clemens. Fuck that guy.
Really?
The Rusty Rocket? Yeah, fuck that guy.
Can I ask why?
What do you mean? He said a bunch of fucking dumb shit. He's belligerent. He's a piece of shit. Right? He's overweight.
Right? God, you're describing me to a T.
Yeah. Fuck him, though.
The one that I wouldn't want to meet was the old manager of the Chicago White Sox.
Tony La Russa or something?
No, that was the Cardinals.
Oh, where?
Chicago White Sox. Old,
okay.
The Hispanic guy.
Oh! I hate Hispanic people. So we're going to move on? Are we going to try to find his name? What, Ozzie Guillen or something?
No, it wasn't Ozzie Guillen.
Yeah. There's a lot of Hispanics in baseball.
So I can't remember his name, but I think he's retired now. He retired here probably 3 or 4 years ago. But he said a lot of dumb shit, was very, very hostile to a lot of people, to where I was like, meh.
Yeah, Frank Thomas or whatever. All right, so.
Right.
We'll go to basketball. NBA basketball. My favorite player who I'd like to meet, you know, probably well-spoken, J.J. Redick.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Yourself? I'd like to, or Blake Griffin. I'm good with both.
Ooh, Blake Griffin would be a good one.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to meet Shaquille O'Neal.
Yeah, he seems all right, though.
He seems like the big gentle giant.
Yeah. Who I wouldn't like to... Draymond Green. Such a fucking douchebag.
Draymond Green. Who is the one that went up into the stands and attacked the fans?
Oh, Ron Artest.
Ron Artest. Yeah,
Meta World Peace or whatever he's going by.
He seems like such a fucking...
Yeah, I think he's probably just tripolar or something like that.
Tripolar,
yeah. Quad polar. So what, football?
Football? Okay.
So we're getting into, I don't know, we're getting into some dipshitville here.
Yeah.
You know,
this is true.
A footballer I'd love to meet, and on the spot, been drinking. Oh, I don't know. If you got one, jump in. And then one I wouldn't want to meet.
I would love to meet Josh Allen.
Really?
Quarterback for the Bills.
Yeah.
I love that guy, man. He's big. He's a competitor. He runs over defenders. He talks shit. And he seems like pretty down to earth outside the field.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like Josh Allen.
I don't know. I can't think. The NFL's so hard because these guys are, God damn, a lot of them are dipshits, right?
That is true.
I don't know.
The one I don't want to meet, the most hated man probably ever in Kansas City, Marcus Peters.
Yeah.
He is such a scumbag piece of shit motherfucker.
I would say, yeah, Jalen Ramsey for me, he's kind of on that same. I'm trying to find someone that I'd want to meet.
Ramsey, maybe. That's Rams, right?
Well, he's with the Dolphins now.
Okay.
But, I mean, you know who I'd like to talk to is maybe Dan Marino to talk to him about, you know, the Ace Ventura.
Okay.
I don't know. So, okay. So
laces out.
Yeah. I mean, so college anything.
College anything?
College anything.
Okay.
Wrestling, football, basketball. Oh, shit. Yeah.
Well, I did get to meet the legend that I wanted to meet in college, which was Dan Gable.
Legendary. Did you get to meet him?
I did get to meet him one time. Legendary coach for Iowa University. Very, very good dude. Very successful in his career. And it was very, very awesome to meet him and have a couple minute conversation.
So I hated Glenn Davis for LSU. Big Baby Davis. God damn. What a loser. So when it comes to college sports, I don't know. I think I would want to pick the brain of, you know, maybe a coach of some sort. So like Mike Krzyzewski, I think I would go there.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Just to,
right.
Because respect the fuck out of that. You know, the longevity of it all. And, you know, maybe there's some psychology of getting people to, you know, perform the way you want. I don't know. So we'll go boxing. We'll go boxing first.
Boxing. Somebody I want to meet? Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's not just ate up as all hell, you know. Because no. For me, it's going to be Vladimir Klitschko for me.
I would do Klitschko, too.
Yeah. No, you got to choose you don't, one. You don't you're going him. Tyson.
Right. Tyson, Klitschko was, I mean.
Did I sway you?
Those guys were so dominant.
Oh, yeah.
But
they're still fucking, I mean, look at Vitaly, the mayor of Kiev.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Man. How do you turn that down? You're going straight to Tyson.
Right.
The owner of some,
marijuana
edibles.
The redhead out of Mexico.
Canelo. Yeah.
Canelo. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd love to meet Canelo.
Yeah.
You know, he was badass. There's a lot of actually a very decent boxer. Who was the one? He set up his own like big promotion deal.
Oscar
De La Hoya.
Yeah, that'd be all right.
Yeah,
a lot of interesting ones.
Yeah,
a lot of ones that maybe we need to start going for.
I'll hit him up.
MMA.
Yeah,
except for James Krause, because we just can't get a hold of him.
Yeah. Fuck that guy.
Especially not now.
Prima donna.
Holy shit. He's done George, so much shit.
George St. Pierre.
George St. Pierre. Okay.
He's always seemed like a very generally nice, down-to-earth kind of guy.
Okay. Yeah, true that. Like I said, I'm a Frank Mir guy.
Frank Mir, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because a lot of the people I like, they're going to be foreign speaking, so what's the point? You know, the Vanderlei Silvas, the Fedors, there's no point.
Ngannou.
Yeah, Ngannou. God damn, he's great.